You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can advance the cause of Christ among Free Will Baptists and around the world. And today we have with us Miss Christy Johnson. She and her husband, Tim, have been missionaries, it sounds like a lot, for almost a quarter of a century, working in Spain and working for IM. And so, Christy, it's so good to have you here with us today.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Now, we've asked you to talk about some training you received many years ago, ITA. It's something that many of our missionaries have received, but it's also something we think a lot of our pastors and other leaders would be interested in. Tell us a bit about this ITA training that you have received.
Okay, so ITA stands for International Training Alliance. And they're kind of the head organization of Leadership Matters course. And that's what a lot of us missionaries have done. And it's just a practical training course, because what we found is that a lot of people are in leadership positions, but they've never been trained. And so this particular type of training has seven areas that they focus on. And in each one, it's just practical training. And it's amazing that you leave with the skills to do the things that you practice during the time that you're in the course.
So I've seen a lot of our missionaries, even some of our state leaders, mm-hmm. Stan Bunch is an example, who talk about experiencing this, and it's not like just going and sitting in a class, is it?
No, it truly is an experience. You have a before and an after, because once you go through the training, you're just a different person. The training actually lasts about 2 weeks, the LMC training. And it's all day long, and it's interactive, and it's just moving so fast. It's unbelievable the things you're learning, but you're getting to practice all those things the entire time that you're there. For example, one of the training areas is communication skills. And so we practice.
Yes.
How are you going to communicate with the people that are there with you? And you practice how to talk to people and how to receive people. So it's really good.
Yeah. And when you talk about the people that are participating, so you're learning a lot. You've got a diverse group of people that you're able to be exposed to as well, don't you?
Right, because it's always been done internationally, and we've had people from all kinds of different mission organizations and different churches all together. And it's amazing how much you can learn from somebody from another culture who's there with you.
So I'm a pastor. I'm listening in. Why should I care about Leadership Matters or the ITA course? Why should I look into investing the time and in some cases, some of the resources involved in that?
Well, right now, LMC is actually doing something that's so exciting. They've designed a new course that's just for pastors. And it's going to be super exciting. It's innovative the way they're going to have pastors come in for a few days at the beginning and then have several months of training with their coach and then come back in at the end of the training. So I think it's going to be really neat to see how they have this longevity and they can actually experience and practice the things they've learned. So they're going to have the regular seven areas, and they've decided to add into this one an area of conflict engagement, which I think is amazing for any leader, and most pastors could probably benefit from that as well.
Yes.
I know I could. So.
Oh, we all could. So we're talking about what some people might call soft skills. Mm-hmm. You know, so often the pastor knows how to do a sermon, how to lead in certain ways, but we're all dealing with conflicts. We're trying to help people through some difficult times in their lives. What you're actually receiving in this training can really help you to speed the process along, can't it?
Right, because I think you leave feeling like you've had the real experience and practice in that. One thing that LMC talks about is that they have leaders jumping into the pool, because, you know, we're never going to learn to swim if we're just standing on the edge.
Yes.
The only way to learn to swim is to jump in, and that's what LMC has done so amazingly, teaching leaders how to jump in and just begin to do the leadership skills that they're training.
And that's what many pastors feel like they've had to do that.
Oh, yes.
But what is happening here is they've got a couple of more tools from their tool belt.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about some of the ways you've applied this training.
Well, I attended the training several years ago, and honestly, I think of it almost every day. Something happens in my life, how I'm meeting someone, how I'm engaging with someone, communicating, leading, managing, even if it's my own family, how I'm learning management. One of the things that LMC does says is they have leaders jumping into the pool. For me personally, that was a true reality, because one of the things in LMC is in the management, how you're going to think of your life, is you write yourself a letter. And the letter is, from 7 years from now, what are some goals you would like to see? And so I wrote the letter, and it was on ministry and family and all different things that I wanted to see happen in my life. It was kind of like the goals that I had. There is something about writing them down. They say you're 33% more likely to achieve these goals if you write them down. So I wrote myself this letter, and one of the things that I realized was that when I was around water with my children, I was always afraid. Like, oh, don't splash me, whatever. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to get rid of that fear. And so the week after the first course ended, I started swimming lessons. And I put my face in the water, and that was a fear of mine. I conquered it. And so the very next summer, I was with my kids at a water park, and I found myself at the top of a big water slide. I call it a big water slide. My kids probably call it a bunny slope. But I went down that water slide, and I landed in the water. And I thought, you know what? I did this. And I was happy for myself, but the best thing was looking up and seeing my kids.
Yeah.
Because my kids were sitting there smiling at me going, yay, you did it. And knowing that I achieved this goal. I wrote this down. I knew that it was a goal of mine, and I was able to achieve it. And I think that our pastors, if they will go through some of this course, they can see that they have life goals, ministry goals, family goals that they can achieve as well.
That's great. And so just like jumping in the pool in that way, pastors are trying to help their churches. Mm-hmm. We think about the pandemic coming through that and all these different challenges.
Yes.
And you're saying it's hard, it's difficult, but this is a training that can help you to figure out and to just help you get in the process of engaging that
yes,
way.
Yes, definitely.
So how can they learn more about this ITA training?
Well, they have a whole website, wetrainleaders.org. Okay. So they can go there and they can see all the things that are going on. They can read about the course. They can read testimonies of people who've gone through it and see the dates that it's going to be offered. So I think that's a great resource.
That's great. And we should say, you alluded to this earlier, but this is a diverse group. These are believers that you're working with. Mm-hmm. We do have Free Will Baptists that are very heavily involved, though, in ITA and Leadership Matters, don't we?
We do. Jeff Turnbow, who is a missionary in Spain for many years, he's actually the CEO of ITA. And we have another Free Will Baptist who lives here in Nashville, Jeff Nichols, who is on our board. So a lot of Free Will Baptist influence going into this training.
So while you've got Free Will Baptists like that that are involved, you also have people. One of your mentors lives in Ukraine, right? And so you've got people all over the world involved in this. Quite a diverse mix of godly people to help us accomplish the goals that God has put before us.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Christy, for stopping by and being with us today.
Sure.
And we want to thank you all for listening in today. We want to encourage you to check out the Leadership Matters classes. You could go to wetrainleaders.org. You could also contact Christy, contact us. You could email us at questions@nafwb.org, and we could put you into the spot where you could find out even more about this information and how you could do the training. And please take the podcast, if you will, share it with others, because we remember we really are better when we do things together.